I'm Carlos Virgen, and this is The Storyline, produced by The Day in New London, Connecticut. Reporter Erica Moser joined me to talk numbers. Population numbers, as the Connecticut State Data Center just released its population projections for all Connecticut towns for the period between 2015 and 2040. We talked about some of the trends that we discovered and what it means to towns in our region.
Today we're going to talk data, specifically population estimates that were recently released by the Connecticut...
The Connecticut State Data Center. They are through UConn Library, so they just released population projections for 2015 to 2040 with projections broken down for every 5 years, and for every 5 years they have projections broken down into each of the 169 cities and towns in the state, and then that's broken down into 18 age groups, and then each age group is broken down into male and female, so it's quite comprehensive. I spoke with the director, Michael Hauser, who told me they've spent about 2.5 years working on this, with maybe 2 to 4 people working on it at any given time.
So these population estimates are used by municipalities for planning and state agencies as well?
Yeah, for one local example, I was speaking with Sam Alexander, who's a planner too for the Southeastern Connecticut Council of Governments, and they're currently working on a housing report for projected housing through 2030. So they had they're using this data for housing estimates.
Any interesting trends that popped up in the data?
Well, for Southeastern Connecticut in general, most cities and towns are seeing a decrease in population, according to the projections, with most cities and towns only seeing growth in the 65-plus age group. But as for the places that are seeing projected growth, that's Norwich, New London, and Lyme. Norwich actually is projected in the top 10 in the state for projected population growth, number 7 to be specific, and the projected growth in Norwich is 28% from 2015 to 2040 across all age groups.
What kind of reaction have we gotten from some of the local towns?
But in speaking with Mayor Deb Hinchey in Norwich, for example, you know, she was talking about things like that they have really good affordable housing stock there. There's good access to routes 395 and 2. You know, they have 2 new breweries that are bringing in young people. Right. So, you know, that's kind of the guess, you know, from the town level. What they think draws people in.
Yeah, make the town becoming a little bit more attractive to the younger demographic to them.
Yeah, and that is something you see when you look at projections in Norwich and New London,
right,
that they have a much higher share of the population that's in the 20 to 34 and 35 to 54
right,
demographics than in a lot of surrounding towns.
And in New London as well, we've written about housing developments,
mm-hmm,
and the recent kind of increase in employment at Electric Boat, and is probably a positive thing for the region, for New London in particular. Did you talk to anyone in New London?
Yeah, I spoke with Mayor Michael Passero, and he was talking about the developments that you mentioned, you know, Shipway 221 and Parcel J, and that's something that Greg Smith, who covers New London, had just written about the other day in terms of the announcement about the signing of these development agreements. And he was, Mayor Passero was also talking about how he feels that New London can appeal to both millennials who want to live, work, and play in the same place, is kind of what we're hearing a lot about what millennials want,
right,
along with, you know, people over 65. He was saying that a lot of people probably don't want to just have these manicured lawns they have to take,
right,
care of, and want to move into the city and just have an apartment or a condo,
yeah,
and less to take care of. So he's, you know, really hoping to draw on people on kind of either end of this age spectrum. The other thing that was interesting is, you know, you had mentioned Electric Boat,
mm-hmm,
and all the hiring they're projected to do, but
right,
that's something that you can't really capture in the population projections.
Right.
So this was something else that, again, Sam Alexander with the Southeastern Connecticut Council of Governments was saying that he would think maybe population in Groton would increase, whereas it's projected to decrease because of this these EB hires that, you know, the Connecticut State Data Center can't really factor in right now.
So what are the takeaways from the estimates for some of our local towns?
Yeah, so most of the towns in the area were projected to see a decrease in population from 2015 to 2040. So that would be Old Lyme, East Lyme, Montville, Waterford, Preston, Stonington, North Stonington, Groton. The one that surprised me most there was Stonington, because we have in May we'd written about the U.S. Census releasing new population estimates, which showed that between 2015 and 2016, Stonington had the largest population increase of any city or town in the state. That was a 1.9% increase. So having seen that, when these new population projections from the Connecticut State Data Center came out, I was thinking that Stonington would be projected to see growth. But rather, the only age group that was projected to grow in Stonington was 65 plus. And another thing that struck me was that in the 20 to 34 age group, that was expected to decrease from 790 people to 315. So that's a lot. And then, you know, in a lot of towns in the area, it was the same thing of only the 65 plus group expected to grow. In Groton, there was also projected growth for 35 to 54. As for the cities and towns that have more positive outlooks, that's Norwich, New London, and Lyme. And for Norwich, it's actually by percentage growth ranked number 7 in the state. It's projected to grow by 28%, and that's across all age groups. New London is also projected to grow across all age groups. And for both Norwich and New London, they're projecting kind of in terms of what you have both now and projected growth, sort of the largest share of the population is in the 20 to 34 and 35 to 54 age groups. So that's a lot younger than some surrounding towns, where the largest age group either is now or is projected to become 65 plus.
Right.
And then for Lyme, also projected to see growth, though the projections show decreasing population for 55 to 64, 15 to 19, and 5 to 14.
How about across the state? What are we looking at as far as the towns with the greatest projected population growth over that period, 2015 to 2040, and maybe the bottom 10 in the state?
Yeah, so the greatest projected population growth is for Windham, and that's projected at 46.65% from 2015 to 2040. And then after that, it's East Windsor, Avon, Oxford, Ellington, Stirling, then Norwich, West Haven, Rocky Hill, and Manchester. And then for the bottom 10, that's projected, and again, this is by percentage growth, not by numbers. That's Sherman, New Fairfield, Bridgewater, Sharon, Monroe, Salisbury, Cornwall, Washington, Old Saybrook, and Deep River.
The next census is in 2020. Any expectation that some of these estimates might change or be adjusted based on the 2020 numbers?
I think it's hard to say. If the Connecticut State Data Center is doing this report every 5 to 7 years,
right,
it won't be until a little while after that this is updated. I mean, we can look kind of at the past in terms of seeing past projections and where we are now, that again, speaking with Michael Hauser, the director of the Connecticut State Data Center, he was saying that in 2012 they projected growth to be faster in Connecticut than it turned out to be now 5 years later, though that's kind of been the opposite in some areas like New London and Norwich.
One thing that we've talked about in the newsroom in the past is looking at school age population, especially as you know, there's budget cuts and there are, New London is pushing towards a all magnet school district, mm-hmm. and how that affects other mm-hmm. other towns, and then of course the money involved.
This definitely does have an impact on education, in terms of if a lot of cities and towns are projected to have declining birth rates and you know, decreases across all school age groups, then that's something that the districts have to consider.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.